So the truth matters. What is true matters? That is the theme I want to focus on this year's celebration of St. Thomas More, because I think it's very timely. There are many other themes that we could take and other inspirations we could take from the life of Thomas More. He was a married lay person with four children, which hopefully is someone that is relatable to many of us. He was a man of prayer, very devoted to his faith. We can certainly take inspiration from that. He was a man of the church who at the time of the Reformation was well aware of the defects in the church of his time, but he stood by the church in its time of trial. And we can certainly take inspiration from that as our church goes through its time of trial now. He was committed to social justice. He protested against the injustices of his time and helped the poor. And his classic work, Utopia, inspired many people to work for a more just society, and it's still considered to be a classic today. But as I said, what I want to focus on today is that he was a man of conscience. This is, to me, really kind of mind-boggling. He preferred to lose his position as Chancellor of all of England, his wealth and his property, and even his very life, rather than go against his conscience, rather than to swear to something that he did not believe and that he believed was wrong and false. I was just thinking, and it's almost hard to imagine someone today, a public figure today, who would do something like that. For St. Thomas More, the truth did matter. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us no one can serve two masters. And right before he was beheaded, St. Thomas More said to his executioner, "I die the king's good servant, but God's first." Jesus also says in today's gospel, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Thomas More clearly did that. His priorities were very clear, and he followed his priorities very faithfully. He was not going to compromise his convictions and what he believed to be right and true. And so I really think St. Thomas More is a saint for our times, when the truth is not only compromised, but outright denied and actively ignored. He reminds us that the truth does matter, and that morality matters, and that conscience and moral integrity matter. And this applies to various kinds of truths, scientific truths, moral truths, spiritual truths, religious truths. And I mentioned those four to know that we as Catholics believe that those four are not contradictory, but they are complementary. They all come from the truth, who is God. And one example today of just people kind of denying the truth is the whole area of climate change. To deny the overwhelming scientific evidence regarding climate change strikes me as, quite honestly, just kind of stupid and irresponsible and reckless. I mean, it really is. And when politicians kind of brazenly deny facts that don't fit in with their scenario or make up pseudo-facts to further their agenda, this is clearly wrong, and we have to call that out. And I could go on, as I'm sure we all could. But the main point that I want to make today on this Feast of St. Thomas More is that we cannot let ourselves be sucked in to this maelstrom of relativity and lies and convenient pseudo-truths. We have to teach our children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and our students that there is a difference, an important difference, between right and wrong, truth and falsehood, and that it makes a real difference. St. Thomas More knew that if he caved into the pressure to go against his conscience and make an oath to what he knew was wrong and not true, that he would really compromise his soul, his integrity. He would lose his very soul. And I think just to have a sense of that today, that if we don't follow our conscience, we are compromising our very soul and risking the loss of our soul. And we need to remember that today. We need to remember that as individuals, as families, as a nation. We also need to remember that as a church. I think the denial of truth and the cover-ups were part of the big part of the whole scandal that we're just trying to overcome. So we can thank Thomas More for reminding us that the truth does matter, morality does matter, conscience and moral integrity do matter. And I do, as I mentioned, I think we really do need to remember that today. And we as Catholic Christians, as members of the St. Thomas More Catholic community, need to be beacons of that today, where we stand up for what's right, we stand up for what's true, and that we be people of conscience and people of integrity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We got a child on the loose there. Seeking the truth.